And now this note that relates to Florida's sporting history. Think the 1940s, think baseball, think the man who broke the color barrier, Jackie Robinson.
In the street, Jackie Robinson hit that ball. It went zooming across the left field wall. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
Today is the anniversary of Jackie Robinson's first major league game. It was for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Robinson and the Dodgers had just wrapped up spring training, but not at their usual location in Daytona Beach, Florida. Nope, they didn't want to work out there because they feared a racist reaction to the presence of Jackie Robinson. So they went to a place where they thought racial bigotry would not be a problem, Havana.
In pre-revolutionary Cuba, there was no state discrimination.
Roberto Gonzalez Echevarria is author of Pride of Havana, A History of Cuban Baseball. He says the sight of black baseball players in Cuba was no big deal back in 1947.
Blacks had been playing in the premier Cuban league, that is in the Winter League, since 1900 at least. So that is for 47 years, even more perhaps.
But Jackie Robinson couldn't escape racial prejudice even in Cuba. The white players were put up at the smartest place in town, the Hotel Nacional. Robinson had to stay at the cheaper Hotel Boston in Old Havana. And as for author Roberto Gonzalez Echevarria, his favorite team was never the Brooklyn Dodgers, even with Jackie Robinson.
My team is the Havana Reds of the Cuban Winter League, which was, of course, disbanded by Fidel Castro in 1960, but I am still loyal to them. I hope that they will reappear one of these days.
Jackie Robinson played his first Major League Baseball game 61 years ago today.